producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
And welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind. What's on your mind this morning? Lots of open phones this morning. So the phone number, as always, 855-200-1776, extension 2, to join the conversation with me, your host for this first hour, Leon Francis. Later on in the show and on What's On Your Mind, we're going to have Gary Emineth hosting the second and third hour along with Todd Mitchell. So it'll be me here for What's On Your Mind in the first hour. Join the conversation, grab a cup of coffee, and let's get into it here on What's On Your Mind. Lots of things in the news. We have everything that's going on over there in the Middle East. We have the Ebola virus, you know, here in the United States, and it is an epidemic over there in Africa. We also have a question posed to North Dakotans, you know, should we eliminate the income tax? Kind of want to focus on that. That's what's on my mind today. You know, whether or not North Dakota should eliminate the income tax. I have my thoughts on that. I want to know your thoughts on that. Tell me what's on your mind, especially when we talk about income tax and income tax reform, eliminating particularly North Dakota, eliminating the income tax. Just kind of want to know where North Dakotans are on that. It is a controversial issue. It is an issue that has been not so much talked about, but the subject has been broached for a while now. And I have my thoughts. Many of my friends think that the best way forward, the thing that leaves us the freest with the most control over our income, over our lives, our income, the product of our productivity, it leaves us the freest if we don't have an income tax. I want to know, how do you feel about that? I'm going to ask Ellen and Blanquita that question, too. I want to see where they're at. You know, they're on the – you got two opinions, one from the left, one from the right. Just want to see where they're at on you know, eliminating the income tax, period. A couple other things that are on my mind. Did you hear that the federal government wants to regulate baked goods sold at, you know, school bake sales? It's something that I talk about a lot on my show, on the Common Sense Club from 2 to 5. It's something I speak about, you know, at length, is the rise of the nanny state. And that will go, it kind of goes hand in hand with the IRS, too, because I believe that the more government you have, the more of your income that can be pulled away from you to support a big, burgeoning nanny state is detrimental to the freedoms and the liberties of not just North Dakotans, but the country. So when we're thinking about things like the federal government regulating bake sales, I mean, I sit and I think, you know, kids out there, schools out there, trying to raise some extra revenue, and a bake sale. What is, It's a tradition, I guess you could say, here in America anyway, that you have bake sales. Our moms and dads and kids get together and they bake these wonderful sweets and treats. They raise a little money. Everybody's happy, except for the nanny state, except for the folks out there that believe they I don't even believe they think that they have your best interests at heart. What I believe is they want control, and that's what I see it as. So those are two open phone topics that I want to talk about. I want your opinion on. One would be, should North Dakota eliminate the income tax? And the other is, should the federal government be regulating what kind of baked goods and sweets are sold at school bake sales? So let's have a real debate here on what's on your mind. And if we're talking about tax reform, let's have some real tax reform. Let's get rid of the IRS, income tax, all together, in my humble opinion. If you think, if you have a different point of view, I'd love to hear it. 855-200-1776, and get your opinion heard. Maybe I'm wrong, you know? Maybe a lot of my friends are wrong when we think about, when we're talking about, you know, the income tax and whether or not it's needed, whether or not it's more trouble than it's worth. And we all know that the IRS is not the most reputable organization out there, especially in light of the Lois Lerner debacle and the fact that, you know, the fruits of your labor are not your own. I speak about this all the time. You know, your time on this earth is finite. So you're sitting here, whether you're me or you're sitting in your truck driving, you know, bucking crude, you know, from one point to the other, or you're a farmer or whatever it may be, whatever you may have to do to earn a living, that time you spend out there, that sweat equity, the product of all of your meticulous labor is not your own. As long as we have an IRS, as long as we have an income tax, it's not your own. That means you are working for the government. And in my humble opinion, that is not the way our country was founded. Our country was not founded for you to work for the government. It was for you to work for yourself and to provide some happiness and comfort for yourself and your family. But now we have to work longer and longer hours, more and more days out of the year, just to fund, in my opinion, the Leviathan. I want to know how you feel about that. I mean, and there's been a lot of, I mean, we have the flat tax, we have the fair tax, we have tons of different ideas that are being floated out there. You know, to deal with tax reform, but I'm thinking a fairer tax system and relief from arbitrary treatment by the IRS. When we're talking about that, when we're talking about tax reform, We have to look at the fact that a true reform requires junking the personal and corporate incomes, and this is only my opinion, but in favor of a consumption tax. You want to know how you feel about that? Eliminate the income tax and just have, you know, maybe a consumption tax or something of that nature. So that's what's on my mind once again. I want to know what's on yours. Now, in the very next segment, we're going to have the Golden Girls, Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum, and I'm going to ask them the same question, see where they're at on this whole thing. I know a lot of liberals a lot of Democrats don't, they believe in a big government. They believe that we need taxes, and they'll say, you know, we need it for roads, we need it for bridges, we need it for infrastructure. You, what, you don't like the firemen and the policemen and, you know, the folks that pick up your trash and all that stuff? They'll make that argument. I think it's a specious argument. I don't think it holds water, but again, that's just my humble opinion. But anyway, we're going to ask Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Collum other questions that are on my mind. But that will be the first one. I want to know where they are on that whole debate, tax reform. I'm also going to ask them about the federal government regulating, you know, the baked goods and see where they're at with that. We will be right back with Blanquita and Ellen and your phone calls, 855-200-1776, extension 2, on the other side of this break.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Nested Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the Booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the Booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal. But I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal, and to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nested Consulting Service, go to nestedconsulting.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are We are back, and this is What's On Your Mind. I am your host for the first hour, anyway. What's on your mind? Gary Eminent and Todd Mitchell will host hours 2 and 3 of What's On Your Mind, I'll set up the show right after this segment. But right now, we have Blanquita Cullum on the line, so I want to welcome her to the North Dakota edition of What's On Your Mind.
Well, how are things
in North Dakota?
How are things in North Dakota?
Oh, they're pretty good. Industry's good. Weather's awesome, that sort of thing. But we do have a couple of things that I want to discuss anyway this morning.
All righty. I'm ready.
First off, I do want to get your Brady, James Brady, as we know, passed away yesterday. Your thoughts on the man before we get into anything deep.
Well, I didn't know him personally, but I worked with a guy who, when I first came to Washington, had served the president and had a lot of respect for him. I mean, come on, that was a terrible thing that happened to James Brady and to President Reagan. The interesting thing on all of this is finding out, now, where's John Hinckley in all of this? John Hinckley, we've given so much, the benefit of the doubt. The guy has gone out. I think he may be out, of protected care. But, the fact of the matter is, he came out of it a lot better than James Brady, the guy he perpetrated the act upon. And it goes to the issue of what somebody said to me the other day. He said that it's not about guns perpetrating crime. It's evil people and mentally ill people that have access to guns. And we need to kind of consider that when we think about any kind of gun legislation.
And I agree. And again, I think it was from what I know about Brady, he was a pretty courageous guy. I disagree with him about gun control and that sort of thing. But you're right.
He was shot.
You have nutty people.
Shot.
Yeah. Yeah, you have nutty people in the world, and in a free society, there's always going to be an element of danger in there because everything isn't a prison state where you can only have this a certain amount of things, and everything else is contraband. And to keep everybody completely safe, you would have to have a prison state. So and I understand it was traumatic what happened to him. Very traumatic is probably an understatement, but. I believe he was used by the anti-gun lobby, to further their own agenda, but I'll digress.
But Hinckley was mentally ill, and Hinckley should still be kept away. He had the fascination.
Yeah, I agree.
Foster and taxi driver. I mean, I don't disagree with people wanting to have guns. People have to kind of have a standard of some sort of registration to get the gun. But the fact also is that if people want a gun, they're going to be able to get it through the black market anyway. So, it'd be better to know if people are, have a criminal background, if they are mentally ill, or some criteria that prevents them from being able to, or if they're irresponsible, if they don't have the guns locked and some mental, and that they have a person in the home who has a criminal background or mentally ill, then possibly, they shouldn't have a gun. But, there are a lot of cases where people who've gotten guns who were totally gotten them in the black market. So, you're right. I think we're looking at things in a time when people feel insecure at best, and we don't need to have a situation where we're trying to make everyone look like they're a criminal waiting to happen.
Right. And I agree. Second item up for debate is we're having a discussion here in North Dakota. And it's a discussion that's been going on nationwide for some time. We are discussing whether or not North Dakota should eliminate the income tax. How do you feel about eliminating the income tax?
Well, you know, now that we have such disdain, you know, they say the three most dreaded words in the entire English language are the Internal Revenue Service. I think that we need to have a system that is much more fair. Some people have talked about having a value-added tax or a sales tax. In some ways, you know, that is appealing, but on the other hand, it would be affected potentially the poor. I think there has to be, some people say that you shouldn't have to pay more of a percentage than you do that you dedicate for church, which is a tithe, a 10% tax. It has to be restructured, and clearly, when we now realize the corruption that is going on in the Internal Revenue Service, I think we have to reassess. First of all, the method, you can't even understand it. You call up the IRS, and you call one person, and you get one answer. You call 10 minutes later, and you get another answer. So it's too complicated, and it is subject to corruption.
And I totally agree. With one caveat, I think that we should have a value-added tax, a VAT tax, or a sales tax, as opposed to a tithe, because one of my biggest concerns with the IRS and our current tax system is the terrible invasion of privacy, the fear from the of the IRS auditing you, and I think things like that. When you're looking at it in that context, even if you had a tithe tax, and I've heard that actually.
But if you're worried about you know, your privacy being invaded, unfortunately, the horse is out of the barn. Okay. And even in the best of situations, with drones, with the internet, with so many other ways that people can find out your private life and your private buying habits and your private income. I mean, have you ever gone into one of those sites and they say, you know, for a certain amount of money, you can find out what people have done? I mean, that's the most appalling thing anyway, because you talk about a real invasion of privacy. So, yeah. I mean, the horse is out of the barn there, which is very unfortunate.
But I'm one of those guys who don't think that you should concede, and I understand that. I know that the...
I agree with that.
Okay, good deal. I don't know. I look at our IRS. I look at the whenever anyone is talking about tax reform, my eyes glaze over and I quickly lose interest, because I believe that the only tax reform that's actually going to help us, you know, guys and gals like me, is to scrap it, our current tax code as it is now, to scrap the IRS, period, and go to a VAT tax, or, you know, a flat tax. Everybody pays, you know, not a flat tax, but a consumption tax. So you buy something, you're taxed on it. And I think that's the freest, the fairest way to go there. So thank you, Blanquita, for coming on.
Good talking to you.
It's always great. Thank you. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls right here on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Welcome back, welcome back. So, this discussion, and I have this discussion often with my friends about, you know, the IRS. I really, really want to get your opinion on this. I want to get your point of view, because there's a lot of different avenues that folks are talking about when we're talking about income tax reform. Now, I happen to be in the, and I don't know, maybe I'm nutty. Maybe I'm nuts. Maybe I'm one of those crazy right-wing folks out there that you hear so much about. But I, Blanquita said, you know, maybe a tithe. And I agree, you know, that would be okay. But we still would have the IRS intimately involved in our finances and our lives. Because how are they going to know if you're paying 10%? They would still have to do what they're doing now. We would still need an IRS. As a matter of fact, to dig through what you make, dig through your earnings, to make sure that you're actually paying 10%. I mean, so to me, in theory, it's good, especially when we're talking about that versus a progressive income tax, the unwieldy, unholy thing that we're talking about now as our current tax structure. I think it would be about the same thing. I think folks like me that are concerned about the personal information that we reveal, the terrible invasion of privacy that comes along with, you know, the IRS combing through your finances and things like that. I think we would still have those concerns with a tithe tax. So I understand that it's fairer than, you know, what we have now with the progressive income tax. But I happen to think that as far as privacy goes, we are still going to have issues there. So with me, with me, I kind of favor a sales tax. That way, you could scrap the IRS, period. Leon goes out, he buys an iPhone, he pays taxes on that iPhone, period. And then the rest of my, and again, that gives me control also over what I give to the, maybe I work my Levi's to the nub, and I'm a minimalist. Maybe I just want a little piece of land way out in the middle of nowhere, and I want to live the minimalist lifestyle, and so I buy only the bare essential, and I don't agree with a lot of things that the government is doing, maybe. So I have some control over how much of my hard-earned dollars that they get with a, you know, with a sales tax. Because I would dictate how many goods and services I would purchase. And this is just my opinion on this. I would love to get yours. 855-217-76. And this is overall. We're speaking about, you know, tax reform, real, income tax reform. And asking the question if, North Dakota should scrap, you know, the IRS. Should we scrap, you know, the income tax like other states have done? And in my opinion, I think we should. I think it's a good thing. I don't think it'll hurt us at all. As a matter of fact, we buy a lot of goods and services. One, our neighbors that have the same model, they're not doing too shabby, and we have an edge on them. Well, I mean, we have oil revenues, we have ag revenues, we have IT revenues. I mean, this economy here is doing great. So we even have a leg up when we're talking about scrapping the IRS here. Well, scrapping the IRS, period, or doing away with the income tax here in North Dakota. Would love to get your opinion. 855-217-76. Now, and one other thing I'd like to add. So think about, how a VAT tax or a consumption tax, how that would level the playing field. A VAT tax, it would favor no activity over another activity. And by taxing goods and services at the point of sale, it would end the problem with U.S. Firms parking profits, you know, to avoid taxes, things like that. I mean, and it's not a progressive tax. It taxes rich and poor folks at the same rate. Everybody has some skin in the game. That's what I like about it. So there you go. And that's my opinion. And I know there are folks out there right now going, yeah, he's spot on. And I know there are other folks out there going, what are you nuts? Scrap the income tax. How are we going to pay for this, that, and the other thing? I want that conversation here on the air. 855-217-76. Now, I want to move on to something else that I've been discussing with my friends and, you know, even here on the air on the Common Sense Club. The rise I see of the nanny state. Now, I reference the cupcake ban, the new ban to hit school bake sales. You know, they don't want the kids out there, you know, munching on Little Debbie's and or baking baked goods to sell for, you know, added revenue for schools and things like that. Something that is pretty much a mainstay when we're talking about schools and things. I remember growing up, I remember loving bake sales. I mean, you go to a bake sale, you get all the stuff that your mom doesn't make at home. You get the Rice Krispie bars and the brownies and the bundt cakes and, I mean, all of that stuff. And it goes to a good cause. Well, the nanny staters, they want to stop you from doing that. Oh, no, no, no. You're not smart enough. You're not smart enough to, you know, stay away from sugar. And I even have a I saw that some nutty person is lobbying to tax each and every spoonful of sugar. It has gotten that bad, folks. I think we have an off-air call about regulating bake sales. That quickly.
Leon, regulating bake sales. What else would you expect from a Marxist dictatorship such as the one we are currently living under?
I get it, man, and I say the same thing. I look at what's going on now. I look at these elitists that, I mean, and, you know, God bless them if they're actually doing it for altruistic purposes and all of that. You know, yeah, there is. We have fat kids in America. There's no, I am not going to argue that point. We do. But in a free society, you can be as fat as you want to be, you know? I mean, and the only way it's a problem is if the government is picking up the tab for you being unhealthy. In comes Obamacare. Something Reagan used to say, you know, the vehicle that socialism will use to get into every aspect of your life is what? Socialized medicine. And I'm going way, way out into the weeds. So I'm going to bring it back. I'm going to go to Sam out in West Fargo. What's on your mind, Sam?
Hey, Leon, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm struggling with a couple of issues, though.
Well, you know, I used to think a lot like you when it came to revising income tax and going to a sales tax. I used to think that was the most fair way of incorporating a revenue generating thing for the government. But then I got older and started thinking about the potential black market that would be created. I mean, let your imagination just run wild on how that would interfere with, you know, that concept. You know, you'd be buying stuff from outside of the regular retail markets. And it could get just as complicated as the income tax. Would you tax used items along with new items? So how many times are you going to pay tax on that car that was generated in 2014? Are you going to pay it every time it gets traded and resold? You know, it's just more complicated, I think, than, even though it sounds like the fairest way of implementing it. Because if you don't spend the money, what good is it?
Right. But what I, okay, this is the way, and I am not a tax guy, so I am not in any way an expert on this, but in my mind, and this is how it would work. I buy something. I bought a car, bought it brand new. I would pay full taxes on that. It is a sales tax. It's a consumption tax. So I would, you know, purchase that car. I would pay a tax on that. Now, if I turned around and resold it, someone else is still purchasing it, consuming that product, so it would be, but at a lower rate. If I bought a $20,000 car, I pay taxes on it. But when I use it and it depreciates in value, the next guy that I sell it to is not expected to pay that, but he is expected to pay something because he is, again, consuming something. It would be at a lower rate. I don't think it'd be more complicated, one, and two, we have black markets now. The guy that died from the police choking him up there in New York just a couple weeks ago, one of his things that he was doing was selling black market cigarettes because of the taxes.
But think of how much worse that black market would turn into. I mean, you'd be seeing people bartering and back and forth and not actually trading.
I don't see anything wrong with that. A barter system, I'm fine with that. I mean, what we have to do, I believe, is, one, we got to abolish the IRS. We got to just, we have to repeal and abolish, period. And we have to restructure the way we our government generates revenue or brings in revenue. And that's just my opinion. If you want to hang on through the break, we can. That music means we're right up against the break. So if you want to hang on, great. We finish the conversation then. We'll be right back after this break.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannum to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Hey, folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We are back. We are back. This is What's On Your Mind, and today we're discussing whether or not, you know, North Dakota should eliminate income taxes, and I... I really do believe that we should. And even on the national scale, I think the IRS is too big, too intrusive, too cumbersome, too hard to understand. I don't even think the folks over there understand what they're doing half the time. And it is impossible for, like, lay people like me to parse out all the particulars, especially as it pertains to filing taxes and all that. That's why you have to get, you have to go out there and either get some expensive software or pay a guy, money, which I don't begrudge the guys out there that make money by wading through this miasma that is the tax code. I don't begrudge them at all. But I do believe that we should, one, scrap the IRS, period. I think we should go to a consumption tax. And I don't believe North Dakota even needs an income tax. I think our consumption tax on its own is more than enough to fund what North Dakotans need for North Dakota. And that's just my humble opinion, and I welcome yours. 855-200-1776 extension 2. Sam, I'm glad you hung on. All right, tell me where I'm wrong.
Well, I still worry about that black market thing that would be created, but I think a flat tax could simplify and downsize the IRS tremendously. I mean, if you had a flat tax, you could probably take away 90% of the IRS department, I mean, it would be so much simpler, but in the case of North Dakota, yeah, I think we could do away with our income tax, the revenues, and I've heard the arguments before, and it was pretty convincing that we really didn't need income tax in the state of North Dakota, at least for the time being. The revenues can be there, and you can juggle things around more locally, but I think we could do away with the North Dakota income tax.
And I'm glad to see you there. I think so too. I think that with the revenue generated by a consumption tax and the oil revenues, I think we'll be fine here in North Dakota. But
another problem that comes up with like sales tax or consumption tax is you'd always find the lobbyists out there finding exceptions to the sales tax. North Dakota sales tax, I believe farm equipment is exempt from sales tax and things like that. So there's always this pulling and pushing outside of the regulations to get favors. And, you'd have to control that, too, and just make it simple. Make it simple.
and okay, you mentioned a flat tax, but I got to sit and think. It takes like weeks to audit a millionaire, months to audit a billionaire. Under a flat tax, those audits would take an hour or two. What is the IRS going to do with all that spare time?
Exactly.
I'm thinking, though, that we would still, with a flat tax, you're still going to, the IRS would continue under a flat tax. I just think that, they would focus a lot more on us now, because how are you going to know, I don't know. I'm sitting here trying to think about it, and I have friends that, go through this stuff. They know it backwards and forwards. A flat tax. I gotta chew on that a little bit, Sam. Thank you.
For wages and such, you'd still have W-2s. You still have all the other notifications of income that would come forward. But, a lot of times we're on the honor system with the businesses to whether or not they actually made profit or not, and that's where the auditing thing would have to come in. The tax part would be simple, 10% or whatever number you use, but just confirming that, they only made this many dollars would be the challenge.
And I don't think a flat tax would stay flat for very long, man. I'm sitting here thinking about it. Yeah. So what if you just said?
There's always those exceptions. Well, what about the money I give to the church? What about the money I give here? What about the money I give there? You know, everybody's going to want to find an exception to the rule.
Hey, Sam, thanks for the conversation. Call in on my show, Common Sense Club, 2 to 5. Jim, out in Fargo, what's on your mind?
The ways that they can beat a flat tax. A flat tax is no better than the other income tax. Everybody should look up the fair tax on the Internet, the fair tax, the national sales tax. It would absolutely straighten our economy out in 3 years without a question. And what it would do is, you see, right now the tax is designed to keep you and I from ever getting rich. The rich people don't pay any taxes because their income is all hidden. Then, you know, the other people, so if we have a national sales tax, every time you could buy a car for $3,000 because all the taxes that have been collected along the way would no longer be in that car price. The economy would absolutely boom if they went to a fair tax. It would boom. It's the absolute only way to go. It would take the power away from Washington.
I agree, Jim. Thank you for the phone call. We got to continue this conversation. Fair tax brings in the same amount of revenue as the current system. The flat tax does not bring it
down the road. Is radio advertising.
And you'd have to adjust it. You sit there and say, okay, if we got to have a little more money this year, they say, well, we got to raise.
And I think we're done.
People would have, they'd say, well, why?
Hey, Jim, we got to go. Tune in for more of What's On Your Mind right after this.
They're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny in financing for 3 years, plus there's more, a 2-year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana 2. For a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.